Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Yes, it is time. You are here. Congratulations, you made it on time. Thanks for joining and thanks for opening your ears and your mind to all things Amazon. This is the Private Labeler Show. I am your wonderful host, Nick Landowski, and this is episode number 22, where I'm going to be dropping some mad knowledge bombs on you in regards to product inserts and building an email list with your product inserts. So we're going to be talking all about that in just a minute or two. Before we jump into that, if you haven't left an iTunes review yet, please do so right now. Simply open up a tab on your browser or wherever you are, and head to privatelabelershow.com/iTunes. And from there, be a pal, leave an awesome review, leave some comments. If you get any value from the show whatsoever, I'd greatly appreciate it. And I would love to be able to read your iTunes review on a future episode. So if you could do that, that would be super awesome. And also too, if you want to be notified anytime I have new content coming out, simply go to privatelabelershow.com/SUB to drop in your email and just simply subscribe, and I will just notify you anytime I have some cool stuff to share that's going to benefit you and add some value to you. Before we jump into the meat and potatoes of the episode, I just wanted to share a discount with you guys. So I was talking with the folks over at easyupc.com, and I was able to talk to them about offering my listeners, you guys, a discount of 20% off of your purchase. So easyupc.com, if you head there and simply use the code at checkout, use this code PLSHOW. That's PLSHOW. Just pop that in the field at checkout, and you're going to get 20% off your purchase simply for being a listener of the show. Why the heck would you want to go to easyupc.com? Well, if you're planning on selling on Amazon or you're going to be adding products to Seller Central, you kind of need some UPC codes. It's kind of a, you know, kind of a necessary thing, so you can't really get around that one. So head over there. You can buy as little as one code at a time. My opinion though, buy a couple of them so you might have variations on a product or whatever it might be. But like I said, you get 20% off your purchase. It's a necessary purchase that you have to have, so you might as well save a couple of bucks on it. So yeah, check it out. I'll put that in the notes for the episode as well. So easyupc.com was nice enough to offer you guys 20% off of your purchase. So take advantage of the savings, man. Oh, also wanted to check in with you guys. So it is April 20th, and the year's moving fast. How the heck are you coming along with your goals this year in terms of Amazon? Have you gotten a product up yet? Are you adding a bunch of products to your product line? Are you humming along? Are you crushing it, making $10,000+ a month in revenue or profit? Let me know. I'd be kind of curious to see, you know, what can I help you with? But just kind of put a check out there. And are you, you know, just ask yourself, are you moving towards your goals, or are you just kind of waiting on the sidelines? I see still too many, far too many people out there, whether they be in the forums or the Reddit groups or the Facebook groups, they're constantly just kind of shuffling their feet, you know, a little bit nervous to kind of jump in. They're afraid to lose money. They don't know what they're doing, and they constantly just sit there and they absorb all these, you know, podcasts or videos, or they just sit and read posts and things like that. They never take action, and they just sit there. While everybody else is crushing it, they just sit there and they wonder what could be. So if you're listening to this, don't be a spectator. Take some action, make it happen, and don't be afraid to screw up. It's okay to screw up. You know, basically that just means that you're actually, you know, taking action, and you can learn from your mistakes. So whether your first product bombs, or you know, you screw up on talking to a supplier, who cares? Doesn't matter. Irrelevant. Keep pushing forward. Just keep pushing forward until you get your products launched, or, you know, until you get to the to your goals. So let me know how the heck are things going. So let me know in the Facebook group, or if you got any questions I can specifically try to answer, just reach out to me and I'll try to help you as best as possible, because I want to see you achieve your goals this year just as bad as I want to achieve my own goals. So Just thought I would mention that little check-in here at April 20th. All right, so let's get into the fun. Let's start talking insert cards and email, and how you build an email list from insert cards. So when somebody buys your product on Amazon and it gets shipped to them, you can then capture their email address. So what does that whole process look like? What the heck am I talking about with insert cards? Who makes them? How do you get their email? Where does it go? How do you set it all up? We're going to break that down in this podcast. So that way you have an understanding of what you need to do and how you need to set it up. And more importantly, why you need to set it up and how it's going to benefit you. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, geez, I got a million things going on right now with just trying to, you know, get stuff straight with my products and my, you know, factories and stuff like that. I can't do this right now. That's fine. You don't have to implement this day one. I certainly would recommend it. However, if you are just not skilled and or have the time or the comfort level in doing this, maybe you kind of delay this for a few months out or whatever it might be. But the earlier the better. The earlier you start capturing emails, the better. The faster that your business can grow, because an email list is an extremely valuable asset. Very, very valuable. Now, what are the benefits to having it? Let's just kind of get into them. I can ask, as I'm building an email address for my brand or my products or whatever, I have a go-to list of people then to ask for reviews, or when I want to launch a product, I have a list of people to go to that I can shoot an email to and say, hey, you know, here's my product, my new product or whatever it might be. Here's a coupon code or here's a discount on it. And I'm automatically spiking my sales. I have this go-to list that I can go to buy my new stuff, and I can ask them for reviews, which is cool. And then I can do a lot of other things, but I can send them future promotions, discounts. I can send them content. I can send them pertinent information about their past purchases, all kinds of stuff. It just allows me to communicate with my customers. Now, these people already said yes to me once when they bought my stuff on Amazon, and they said yes to me twice when they gave me their email address. So they're committed. They're taking action. They actually like you enough. So if you treat them right, they can be extremely valuable to the growth and success of your Amazon business. I was all in from day one with email, capturing email addresses on my first order. I had insert cards ready to roll, and started collecting email addresses immediately for my Amazon business. I recommend you do the same, but it isn't that critical that you get set up day one. So this can be delayed a little bit. Now, the beauty of all this too is once you set it up, and you can essentially automate this entire process and just have email or new subscribers to your email list coming in every single day. And it's just a process that's automated, and you can have all these emails automatically kind of go out and do everything. So you set it up once, and you can kind of just let it roll, and you can kind of tweak things and make things a little bit better. But for the most part, it's highly recommended that you get started on this. So let's kind of talk about this. How do you set this all up, and what the heck are these insert cards? Well, whenever you buy a product, let's say you buy a product from Sony as an example. Whatever. Any product you can think of was the last product you bought. Chances are, when you did this, there were a lot of different insert cards in there, right? They're trying to promote different things to you. They might have like a warranty registration card, as an example. They might have a way for them to drive you to a particular website to, you know, enter in your email address or whatever it might be. So big companies already do this. You can do this as well, and it's very simple to set up. Now, Amazon doesn't give you the email address of your customer when they make a purchase, okay? So if you're not familiar, they don't. They keep those for themselves for good reason. They'll give you the customer's phone number. They'll give you their address. They'll give you everything but their email address. So it's up to you then to figure out a way to build that email address or that email list from those purchases. So here's kind of the top-down view of how this all works. So the customer buys your product on Amazon. Amazon ships it to them. And customer opens the box or the packaging. Once they get it, they're all excited, right? They see an insert card in there. Or maybe you have multiple insert cards for different things. But they'll see some sort of insert card in there. And on that insert card, you're going to have kind of a call to action. And that insert card is going to send them to a squeeze page or a lead page, where they will enter in their email address to get whatever it is that you said you were going to give them. Now, once they enter in their email address, that email address is then going to be sent to a service or a program like AWeber, as an example, that actually stores those email addresses for you and holds them. All right. So once they enter it, it gets sent over to another program, gets stored there. And then after they enter in their email address, you have to deliver on your promise or whatever it is that you said that you were going to offer them. So you're going to send them a gift or, again, whatever it is that you told them you were going to give them. So that's kind of the top-down process. Now, here are the resources and the tools that you need to pull this off or to do this. And you can find all my resources for this, the same ones that I use. If you go to privatelabelershow.com, click on the resources tab, you'll see all of the tools that I use to, like I said, to pull this off. First things first, you're going to want to secure a domain name or a URL for your brand or your business. Now, I use GoDaddy or whoever really is available that has the cheapest domain names. Sometimes GoDaddy has deals where you can secure a domain name for literally a couple of dollars. I mean, it's really inexpensive to do that. So just see who has the best deal. GoDaddy typically has some really great deals, especially if you search for some coupon codes online. You can find, you know, some really good promotions that they run. So you're going to want to secure a domain name. Then you're going to want to get your insert cards created. And how you do that is by Fiverr, Upwork, or if you're graphically talented, you're going to obviously create these cards. And beyond that, you're going to need a squeeze page or a lead page for customers to see and land on, like a landing page. And I use Lead Pages for that. So that's leadpages.net. That's who I specifically use. You can use whoever you want to use, but that's just what works for me. And that's what I absolutely recommend because it's just really simple. Now, you also are going to need a way for those customers to, or those customers' emails to be stored, okay, and have an email system kind of built up. As you're building your list, you know, you're going to need a program to handle all that. And that I use, for that I use AWeber. Now, again, there might be other options available that you might want to explore. You know, by all means, go nuts, have a ball, take a look. But those are the ones that I use. Those are the ones I've been using for quite some time. Lead Pages integrates really well with AWeber. And they, you know, like I said, they integrate well, they play well together, and they're very simple to set up and use. And I've been using them for years and highly recommend them to just about everybody that I talk to. So those are the general resources that you will need, okay? Now, let's break this down step by step. So step one, essentially, as I mentioned, you're going to want to get a domain name or a URL. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to, you know, build this website or set up a WordPress page. It's nothing really like that. It's kind of just for formality reasons, you're going to want to reserve this URL for your brand. Now, basically, think about your brand name or whatever it might be. Go to GoDaddy, see what's available. Once you decide on a domain name, simply spend a couple bucks to reserve that domain name. So if I was getting into grilling accessories, I was going to be a grilling brand, I might look and see that Grillmaster USA is available, and that's what I want to name my brand. That's what my vision is. Okay, well, even though I haven't really started anything yet, I can simply reserve that URL so that maybe down the road I want to build out a website or a Shopify page or something like that, then I can do that. But for the time being, I just want to reserve the URL. And I'm not really going to do anything with it other than a few other things that I'll mention at the very end. So just simply reserve the URL, okay? Now, the next thing is really important. You want to, step two is getting insert cards created. As I mentioned, if you're not a graphic artist, hire somebody to do this. Go to Fiverr, go to Upwork. There are plenty of people that work with Amazon sellers that can create you a really cool insert card. Now, what do you put on an insert card? How big does it have to be? What does it have to kind of look like? How does it have to function? Well, my cards are about 4x4, roughly, in size. So I want it to be large enough that it gets noticed and that the customers can read the text on there and the graphics and things like that, and they can actually see it. So you want to make sure it's somewhat large or large enough. Now, what's on mine? Well, I have branding, I have logos, I have color schemes. It kind of looks really nice, looks professional. So on the front, it looks, like a professional did it. It's very high quality. And there's just some basic information on the front, not a whole lot. But when they flip it over, I might put things like a little thank you message to them for being a customer. I also put my website down there. So if they want to contact me with questions about their product or whatever it might be, I have my website listed right there. Okay. And I do get inquiries. I do get, people going to my website for my brand from my insert cards, which is awesome. I also have my social media accounts on there. So I encourage them to follow me on, or follow my brand on, let's say, Instagram and Facebook. And in the future, it'll be Pinterest as well. But more importantly, getting to what we're talking about here, I offer my customers a free gift. So when they purchase the product, they see this insert card and it says, "Hey, would you like a free gift?" And I don't tell them what it is exactly. I want to kind of have some curiosity there. So I simply list out a website that they can go to, a URL. So that URL is branded for my brand, okay? And it's easy to read and just simple. So the customer's probably going to pull out their phone and they're simply going to enter in that URL and see what this gift thing is all about. So that's kind of how I have mine set up. Now, you might want to talk to your factory or your supplier. Ask them about insert cards. What do they cost? Do they have somebody on site that could help you kind of design it? They might already have somebody for you. But talk to your supplier, your factory, and just give them the instruction. Tell them how you want it done, how you want it to look, or whatever it might be. But just, you can work with them as well, and where you want the insert card located in the packaging, so on and so forth. So just really work with your supplier on this. Now, the next step, so step three. So assuming you're getting your cards created, you have a design for them and everything. Step three is you need to set up a squeeze page. Doorbell rings. UPS is here. So sorry for the interruption. That means samples are here. Samples have arrived. So yes. All right, let's start over on that. So step three, setting up a squeeze page. You need a service that has templates that does this for you. Okay. If you're skilled at WordPress or you can do all these on your own, more power to you. Thumbs up. Have a ball. Go nuts. But for the average person that doesn't want to waste the time to create their own squeeze pages, you're going to need a service similar to Lead Pages that has all these templates for you. So you can simply find a template you like and start styling it and kind of make it your own and put some branding on there, put some logos, make it look cool, and just have it ready to go. So Lead Pages is a great option for that. You can definitely use whatever the heck service you want. I've always used Lead Pages. I love it. Simple. I don't have to think much, and I can crush a lead page from start to finish in a matter of minutes. So basically, that lead page is essentially a squeeze page or landing page, whatever you want to call it. But that customer is going to go and see that lead page. And, again, you want to make it look good. You want to make it look professional. You don't want to make it look garbage because they're just going to click off on it. So it's got to look good. Now, once they enter in their name and their email address, what you're going to do then is they're going to hit submit. But what you're going to do then, or at least this is what I do, they hit submit, email address goes somewhere, which we'll mention in the next step. But I'm going to then deliver on what I told them I was going to deliver. So I send them to, after they hit submit, I send them to a thank you page that I also create with Lead Pages. So Lead Pages has the templates for thank you pages as well. So they go to the capture page, enter in their email, hit submit, sends them to a thank you page. And on that thank you page, I deliver what I told them I was going to give them. I don't want to make them jump through hoops, go over hurdles, whatever. I'm simply saying thank you. Here's what I told you I was going to give you. And in my case, the gift that I give them is a coupon or a discount on future purchases. So it might be like, hey, here's 25% off your next purchase on Amazon or whatever it is. And I list the coupon code there. And that could be a coupon code that I created in Seller Central in the promotions tab. And I simply say, here you go, have fun. Thanks for playing. We're going to give you this 25% off discount because you're an awesome customer. So you can use that on a future purchase from our product line or a brand or whatever. So that's what I choose to deliver to my customers. Now, you might do something completely different. You might offer them something, like I said, completely different. Maybe you're just doing warranty registration. It doesn't matter. Whatever it might be, just have a thank you page just saying thanking them for their time. And then on that thank you page, I tell them then to check their email. Okay, so I'm going to say, hey, now just check your email. Now, that's essentially step three, designing the squeeze page with lead pages and creating the landing page and the thank you page and connecting those two together. And that customer enters in their email and then it sends them to the thank you page. And then that thank you page directs them to check their email. So I already delivered on what I said I was going to give them. I gave it to them immediately, but I also want them to check their email. So step four, you need to set up a way for those emails then to be captured, okay, to be housed, behold. Now, Lead Pages does not provide that service. It's simply just the templates for the pages. You're going to need, again, a service that holds those emails, and what I use is AWeber. You can use MailChimp. You can use whatever the heck you want. If you go to my resources page, you'll see I have AWeber listed there. That's what I personally use. AWeber, like I said, links up well, works well with lead pages, very easy to connect. It's what I've used for years, but essentially what happens then is that customer's email address gets captured inside of AWeber. It gets stored on a list, okay? And as you add emails to this list, it just kind of keeps building, okay? So you'll be able to see in AWeber how many people are on your list. You'll be able to get all the information about who they are, you know, all this stuff, all this data. Now, basically, from there, I can have AWeber automatically send an email to that customer. So as soon as their email address hits AWeber's list or the list that I set up, AWeber then, I tell it to send that customer an immediate autoresponder message automatically. And in that message, I might say something similar to the effect of like, hey, thanks again. Here again is what I promised you. So in my case, I give them a coupon code for a future purchase, so a discount. I might, in that email, say, here for your records again is what I promised you, this 25% off discount code. And you have this in your email now saved. So obviously, they're probably not going to write down that coupon code from the thank you page. So I just give it to them again. Okay, I say, hey, it's stored in your email. So whenever you want to pull it up, here you go. So I'm giving them that message. And then I could also say in that email, like, hey, just so you're aware, I'm, you know, going to be sending you future promotions, maybe pertinent information to your purchase, whatever. Here's how often I might be emailing you, so on and so forth. So you just maybe want to communicate some expectations or just some different things that you're going to give them or provide them just so they kind of know, okay? You don't have to do that, but it's just kind of a nice little touch. But the key is to always deliver on what you promised to deliver them immediately or however soon you possibly can. So I'm doing the coupon codes. You might be doing something completely different. You might be sending them an ebook, or you might be sending them a video series or whatever, fill in the blank. So that obviously the logistics of that might be a little bit different, okay? My case, it's very short, sweet, and to the point, very easy to set up. The offer is fairly enticing, so it just works well for me, but feel free to modify this any way you want to. Now, that's kind of the process, okay? Now, step five, this is kind of like an asterisk here, but step five, I didn't mention this early on because I wanted to wait to the end on this. That domain that I told you to reserve, okay, that domain for your brand that you get through, let's say, GoDaddy, what you're going to want to do is, let's say you go through GoDaddy, you are then going to go inside into the back end of your account for this domain and the options and the settings or whatever. Not to get technical here, but you're simply going to want to tell that domain that you purchased. So if it's Grillmaster USA or whatever it is, You're going to want to tell GoDaddy to forward those people that enter in that URL that you told them to. You want to forward them to your lead page, okay? So when you create a lead page, lead pages has some sort of kind of like a longer URL by default that they put out there that you can use. You obviously don't want to put that lead page generated URL on your insert card. It would just look weird, okay? It would be too long. It wouldn't look cool. So that's just my preference and my opinion. So I simply just tell GoDaddy to redirect those customers that enter in the URL that I purchased or the domain that I purchased. I just forward them to my lead page URL, okay? So it's as simple as that. The customer will never know the difference, right? So hopefully that makes sense. If you have questions on how to do that, GoDaddy has a lot of videos on like simple things like that, or you could just simply go to YouTube, dial up a search, and within a minute you'll see, okay, I just have to log into this and change the settings, and simply, as soon as a customer hits that domain that I gave them on the insert card, I can forward them wherever the heck I want to forward them to. Okay, it's very simple. It's just domain forwarding. All right, so quick recap on the process, just to kind of walk you through this one last time. You simply have an insert card that has a call to action that gives the customer a call to action to enter in a URL or domain that you're going to send them to a squeeze page, okay? So you set all this up in advance. Customer enters it in, sends them to the squeeze page that you created with lead pages or similar. They enter in their name or their email address. That email address then gets captured by AWeber. And then that customer then sees a thank you page and you deliver on what the heck you told them you were going to give them, okay? And from there, you could tell them to check their email, and they can check their, go into their Gmail or whatever it is that they're using, and you can set up an autoresponder message with AWeber now that will, again, re-deliver what you told them you were going to give them or give them more communication or more messaging, however you want to do it. But that's kind of the process, okay? So other things that I could do, just kind of taking this to the next level, here's what I do. But once you already have this set up, you can add additional autoresponder messages onto your email sequence in AWeber, okay? So I send them an initial message that I told you about. And then after that, maybe 5 days later, I will automatically send them a message that is kind of just like, I might send them a message saying, hey, are you following us on social media yet? Here is, again, our Facebook and Instagram or Pinterest or whatever. So it's just like another reminder, whatever it might be. And then maybe I have another message going out 5 or 10 days later telling them something else, or maybe following up on their purchase or whatever it is that I want. But I do have a sequence of emails that they get automatically that I set up in advance, okay? I can do a lot of cool things beyond that, but you don't have to get too crazy or too carried away with it. You can always evolve it and adapt it as you go. So once you set this entire machine up or this process up, you'll get people opting into your list, and you'll see this, you know, every day you can log in your AWeber and you can see, okay, you got, you know, 2 new subscribers, 3 new subscribers, whatever it might be. And that's awesome. And if, again, as you get more comfortable with this, or maybe you already are comfortable with all this and you understand how this all works, you can optimize things. You can make things better. You can make your offer better on your insert card. You can make better insert cards. You can have a better email sequence. You can have better landing pages that convert at higher rates. So you can always improve this, okay? And when you improve this, you'll get more people on your list, okay? That's just all about conversion rates and things like that. But don't worry too much about that. Just get this machine or this process set up, okay? It's really valuable. I think I've already highlighted that enough about how valuable this machine or this process is to use insert cards to build your email list, which in the end is going to deliver more sales for you in the bottom line, okay? Now, if you have questions on this, please make sure you go to privatelablershow.com, look for episode 22 here, and scroll down to the bottom and drop a question or a comment in the comment section down there. Or if you simply go to privatelablershow.com /FB, you can ask a question in the Facebook group in regards to this, and we'll do our best to give you a great answer. So if you're not a member of the Facebook group yet, just simply enter that URL in and join, okay? Or just go to privatelabelershow.com. You'll see a link to the Facebook group as well. Click on that. Whatever floats your boat, it'll get you there. So hopefully you found this episode valuable. I can definitely break this down a lot further and go into some of the details and what I might do in the future. If you guys want some further clarification, I might be able to create some videos for visual purposes for what I kind of described here, like kind of how to set things up with AWeber, with lead pages, so on and so forth, how to connect them. If you guys would find that valuable, let me know. I'd be more than happy to get those created for you and then link and embed them to this blog post. So depending upon when you're actually looking at this blog post, I'll have a whole breakdown of everything I talked about on the blog post. So check that out. I'll give you the visuals. Depending upon when you see this, I might actually have those videos embedded in there. But at release, I don't have videos. So just let me know if you guys would find those beneficial and I'll create them and embed them in the blog post. All right, so that about does it. I do have some sweet new samples to kind of take a look at here. So I'm super excited about doing that. I'm going to jump off here and I appreciate your time. And I really just want to encourage you guys to take action today. Do one thing at least to push yourself further in your Amazon business towards your goals, okay? So it doesn't even matter if it's a small step or maybe a big step, hopefully, but just do one small thing that's going to push you closer towards your goals today. And thanks for listening. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Hey, I was wondering if you could do me a quick favor. If you listen to this podcast episode on iTunes, Stitcher, or even YouTube, could you please leave me a quick review or a quick upvote? It would be greatly appreciated and go a long way to helping me reach my goal of helping 1,000 people start an online business in 2016. Thank you and talk soon.